that I was asked, and that this individual said, well, I ask all my friends if they would leave their child in a pool of blood for 16 plus hours. And I thought about that question, and I answered it, and this is what I said. Oh, I gotta get through this. If my daughter or son were part of a crime scene that involved many other children and parents that was being investigated, I would not attempt to break through the police barriers along with perhaps 40 other parents and contaminate the crime scene. Nor would I want to see my child as part of such a scene. If my child was dead through some horrific act of violence, as reported, along with several other children, I would prefer never to see such a scene. I would prefer to identify her via a photo, as was done at Columbine after waiting for 3 days, than to see my child in such a ghastly, unforgettable scene. I would want the police to be able to do their jobs undisturbed by hysterical, crying parents. I would want them to collect as much evidence as possible to determine who the deviant monster was that committed such a dastardly, horrific crime against my little girl. So, the answer to your question is no. I would want to remember my daughter as the happy child who waved goodbye at the bus stop or whatever, rather than remember her as a part of a mangled, bloody heap of dead children. I would not be able to emotionally live with that kind of memory. Just the fact that she was a victim of a mass shooting in a supposedly safe place would be enough to traumatize me emotionally for the rest of my life. And that is my answer. These parents, no matter how much grief counseling they go through, no matter how hard they try, no matter how many therapeutic activities they get involved with, whether it's school safety or anti-gun campaigns or whatever, they will never get over this. They will get up every day and just get through the day, and they will, this is probably the worst day of their lives today. The Christmas season, Hanukkah season, holiday season will never ever be the same. They will live this day every day of their lives for the rest of their lives. And so I think we have to think on that and remember how we would act and think about that. And I cannot believe personally that the hoaxers are so callous that they're not considering, hey, you know what? This did happen, and what the heck are we doing by re-victimizing every time that we bring something up, some kind of hoax or argument? We are re-victimizing these people and their dear, mm-hmm. precious children.
So oh, that's, definitely.
Well, I would also
You know, you were saying that the person who posed that question to you, Deanna, said that the children, you know, who would let their child be in a pool of blood for 16 hours. See, this is hoaxer mythology, that children, dead children were laying in a pool of blood for 16 hours. They think that, the time between, you know, the shooting and the time they were removed from the elementary school, that all that time in between, they were just sitting in, you know, in a pile of, you know, one on top of the other, a pile of blood. That's not true. They may exactly. not have left cheese until several hours later, the elementary school, but they were taken from the school, from the building, into a portable makeshift morgue that was right there on the scene. So they weren't sitting there in pools of blood. There was a morgue right there at Sandy Hook Elementary School, and people just don't realize that. They'll just swallow the hoax or baloney, saying, whoa, my gosh, they were, you know, they sat there for 16 hours just in that spot in a pool of blood. Who, what parent would allow that to happen? Well, that's not the case. They had a morgue on the scene. Wayne Carver said that in his press conference. He said that a portable morgue was set up right outside the school. That's where they were taken immediately afterward. And as far as identification by photograph, that's not the exception. That's the rule across the United States. Even the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner, on their website, they said that identification at the morgue is made through closed-circuit television. But throughout the country, whether it be New York, New York City itself requires identification by photograph. You'll find this to be the rule. I mean, see, this is the thing. Hoaxers don't have any law enforcement experience. They get most of their information from movies and television programs where, you know, you walk down into the morgue and the medical examiner takes the sheet off the body and then the parents go, oh, my God, you know, things like that. See, they're indoctrinated through television. They blame the American people and they say, oh, they're sheeple and they believe everything they're told because they've been brainwashed through television. No, the hoaxers have been brainwashed through television. That's not reality. Reality is that in most cases, identification is made through a photograph. And in this case, it's even more important that it's been done through a photograph, because what are you going to do? Are you going to have 20, 30 parents standing in line, one after the other, going into this tent and breaking down and crying? Could you imagine the horror of that? Not just on the person who's showing this dead child. I mean, on the parent, but the person who has to show that dead child to the parent. Can you imagine the emotional toll seeing these people break down and cry, one at a time, filed in, one right after the other? Hoaxers are the stupidest people on the planet, I swear. Anyway,
Let me add something first. Historically, when we watch these, and we can go to Columbine or anything, the parents actually do not. They say, oh, well, you couldn't hold me back. Yeah, they can hold you back, and they would hold you back if you tried to rush into their crime scene. But most parents don't rush in. We've seen it in school shooting after school shooting. They just simply don't rush the school. That's not something that people do. And so it's just it's basically hyperbole that feeds on emotion. It's not reality of what we see. And secondarily, every one of these parents were given the opportunity with their child. And that is done as it's done coast to coast at the funeral home. That's when you are given the body of the child. The funeral home goes and picks it up from the funeral director. And I actually I've never published it yet, but I have an interview done. I think it was done on my behalf, but I had submitted questions to a funeral director. And sometime I got to publish that. But
is that probably the one I talked to?
He told me exactly. That's how it's done. They pick it up from the funeral director. They bring it there. They will do things to make the body presentable. And the funeral director makes decisions in a mutual discussion with the families of how they're going to view, especially when there's big traumatic injuries. A lot of these. So that's how it is done.
We are going to a break. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Be right back. All righty, we are back. This is